In Jesus' name, amen. Let's prepare our hearts for scripture reading. Please meditate on the word as I read. Today's scripture is from John 10, verses 1 to 6. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. This is the word of God. Let us welcome Reverend Tong to share with us the word today.
Thank you, everybody, for your applause.
我在第一堂、第二堂都告诉大家，我很喜欢来这边讲道，每一次讲道一定有掌声欢迎。So
Pastor Tong loves the applause, and this is what he has told the first two services.
偷偷告诉你，不要告诉别人啊。
And so you tell you this and don't tell
people. 这种掌声呢，有一种特别的满足哎。
And so this kind of applause, there's this form of a satisfaction.
因为我走了这么多教会，没有人讲完啊，讲道之前给我掌声，讲完道啊，我说上帝祝福你啊，大家才掌声。
Because a lot of churches has been to, no church has applauded for him before the sermon.
若是我没有讲上帝祝福你们啊，他们不会给我掌声。
And if he doesn't say God bless you, they won't applaud for him as well.
今天的题目是满足的心。So
today's topic is about having a contented heart.
那么，老师，我们讲满足的心，要怎么样让我的心感觉到满足？
So how can we make our hearts feel contented?
对不对？这是一个很严肃的问题。This
is a very serious topic.
对年轻人、对成年人、对老年人、对牧师、对其他的，都是一样。So
for all ages, for all kinds of people, this is the same.
那满足到底怎么样才能够满足呢？
So how can we be contented?
弟兄姊妹们，我自己的体会，从圣经里面的教导，我发现满足，我们不应该把我们每一次、每一天所领受的当作是理所当然。And
so from Pastor Song's experience or teaching of the Bible, we should not take things for granted.
我再说一次，你不能够把从父母那边领受的恩惠，从神那边领受的恩惠，从教会里边领受的恩惠，从国家里边所领受的恩惠，当作是理所当然。All
that we've gotten from our parents, from the fam, from the country, from God, we should not take all this for granted.
当我们把这些的恩惠当作是理所当然，我应该得的，我告诉你，你不会满足。
When you feel that this is something that I should get, you won't feel contented.
但是若是我们把这个看成是一个神特大的恩典，But
when you see this as God's grace,
在我认识主以后呢，我感觉我有这个家庭，我真的要感恩。And
then after knowing God, you see that, oh, I have this family.
神把我放在这个教会，我也要感恩。And
then God has put me in this family, I should give thanks.
神也把我放在这个国家新加坡，我要感恩。And
then God has put me in this country, Singapore, I should give thanks.
那弟兄姊妹们，你就会感觉到我真的。 感觉到我的心里很满足，哎，
And you truly feel contented.
那这是圣经所提醒我们的。And
this is what the Bible reminds us.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章16到18节。And
so in 1 Thessalonians, verses 16 to 18.
第五章第16到第18。Chapter
5, verses 16 to 18.
他这边说要常常喜乐。 不住的祷告，and it says
that we should always be joyful and do never cease in prayer.
这是第十六、第十七节所说的，很简单，常常喜乐，不住的祷告。You
always be joyful and to be cease.
第十八节就说，要凡事谢恩。You
must always give thanks.
为什么？So
why should we?
因为这是耶稣基督，这是上帝在耶稣基督里面向你们、你们和我所定下的旨意。
And so this is God's wish for us, given to us through Jesus.
换句话说，我们每一天所领受的，我们都要感谢他。
So whatever we have gotten, we should give thanks.
我们要把它当作就是新的恩典，这不是理所当然，我该得的。
And this is grace, and it's not something that we deserve.
那弟兄姊妹们，这种的生命就可以称之为知足或者满足的生命，因为他有了神给我的恩典，我满足了。
And so with this, your life will be contented.
所以在希腊有一个哲学家，他的名字叫做巴斯卡。
So in Greek, there's this philosopher called Pascal.
那这个巴斯卡呢，他曾经讲过这样的一句话。
And so he has said something like this before.
他说，当上帝创造人类的时候，他把人的心灵世界，在人的心灵世界里面，上帝安置一个深不见底的一个空洞。
And so when God made people, there's this bottomless hole in our hearts.
那这个空洞，他说，你没有办法用世界任何的物质可以填满。
And you are unable to fill this hole with anything from the world.
唯有当你认识神，神进入你的生命里边，他说才可以真正填满这个空洞。
Only when you know God and God fills your heart, only then will this hole be filled.
为什么？因为这是神特别安置的一个地方。
Because this is a place that God especially put.
目的就是要我们在这个空洞里面拥有世界所有的一切称赞了、赞美了等等这些的事情、物质了等等，我们能够认识神，我们才心里真正的满足。
So that we can only be truly contented after knowing God.
我跟你讲一个见证，有一个年轻人。
So there was this young man.
他医科大学毕业以后。
So after he graduated from a school of medicine, and there is a member of a pastor's church.
那么他大学毕业以后呢，他来找我。
So after he graduated, he went to look for pastor.
他找我很简单，他说牧师为我祷告，让我可以找到一份好的工作。
So he said, pastor, please pray for me so that I can get a good job.
所谓好的工作，就是照着他的知识，他所学的东西，能够找到这样一份工作。
So this is based on his own knowledge, he can find a good job.
所谓好的工作，能够找到一个工资很高的工作，
对不对？So he find a job with a very good and high salary.
我感觉到我会很享受那个工作的氛围。
And I will probably enjoy whatever this job entails.
这是很正常。
So this is very common.
每一个人都有这样的一种心态。
Everyone has this attitude.
那我就为他祷告。
And so pastor prayed for him.
他真的找到了。
And he really found this job.
那么第一个月的薪水呢，他把他交给我。
So the first month's salary, he entrusted it to pastor.
他听从上帝的教导，这个是第一份的工资，就是出手的果子。
And so he listened to God's teaching, and this is the first fruit.
他交给我不是给我了，不是。
And he did not pass to pastor.
他这样子每一个会，我教他把第一个月的工资钱，我不是发财了。
And it is not to tell all the people to give him.
他交给我是说，我要把它奉献给神。
But it means that he is entrusting this to God.
表示我对上帝的那个感恩。
To show his thanksgiving.
我毕业了。
And I've graduated.
我拥有了第一份薪水。
And I've had this first salary.
这第一份的薪水，我要把它分别为圣，奉献给神。
And I want to present this to God.
我告诉你，那个时候我从来没有遇到过这样的会友哎。
And so pastor has never seen this kind of person before.
我很开心不得了。
And he was very happy.
那开心到一个程度，我说上帝大大的赐福给你。
And he prayed for God to greatly bless this person.
但是我讲的话讲的时候呢，不是敷衍他，乃是真心说上帝真的赐福给你，因为我没有遇过这样的会友哎。
But when he said this, he was very sincere.
真的，过后一段的时间里面，神真的很赐福给他。
So after a while, God really truly blessed this person.
所以他每一个月都遵照，不是把每一个月的薪水在奉献，没有，他会死掉啊，没有东西，他要用，他要钱用啊，对不对？他就每一个月很忠心的把十一奉献奉献。
And so every month, this person gave his tithings.
几年过后。
And after a few
上帝很赐福给他
and God continued
blessing, 薪水越来越大越来越高
salary continued to grow
而且呢他是、不是停顿在打工的那个阶段他自己创业
and he also grew in his career
上帝很赐福给他
and God continued blessing
以后他的钱越赚越多
and he continued to earn more and more
应该是感恩越来越多对不对
and you should be give thanks more
你说对吗赚越多感恩越多咯
as you earn more you should give thanks more
对不对对对，但是事实上不是这个样子。
But in truth, this is not like that.
越赚越多，他感觉到我奉献这么多，这个钱能够用很多很多的地方哎。当他奉献的那个数目越来越大的时候，他感觉到不可以这样子下去。
So when you earn more and you tithe more, he felt that it should not be like that.
这个是每一个人的毛病啦。
And so this is everyone's problem.
你现在可以说感谢主，越赚越多，奉献越多，到时候不一定是这个样子。
You might give thanks that you're earning more, but eventually it might not be like that.
这个每一个人都是这样的啦。
So everyone is like that.
我告诉你，我说每一个人，包括我汤牧师也在这样的。
So everyone, including Pastor himself.
我也会这样的。那过后呢？有一天，因为他的十一奉献太大了。
And so one day, because his tithing was so great,
我也知道多少多他的十一奉献。
And pastor also know how much it is.
他有一天来找我。
And so one day he went to look for pastor.
他说牧师啊，我的十一奉献可以不可以减少啊？
He said, pastor, can I reduce my tithing?
啊，他找我的目的，他会不会已经知道答案了？
And so he already know the answer.
你猜他知道答案了没有？他肯定知道答案，不可以。
And so he really know the answer would be no.
但是他还要来找我。
But he still went to look for pastor.
但是没有想到，他问我汤牧师，我可以不可以减少我的十一奉献？我说可以。他吓了一大跳。
And when pastor said yes, he was very shocked.
应该是不可以，为什么我说可以
？So why did pastor say yes when the answer is no?
我就告诉他，容易。我说可以，你减少。减少越少越好，你就祷告上帝不要给你这么多咯。
He said, yes, you can decrease
the tithing. 很简单吗？主啊，你别给我这么多，变成我的十一奉献就不多吗？
So you can pray for God to reduce the salary so that you don't need to tithe so much anymore.
他说不要啦，牧师，哪里说祷告上帝不要给我这么多，多多益善，越来越多越好，对不对？
And he said, pastor, how can it be like that? I should be given more instead.
以后我就很有兴趣要知道到底他的动机为什么。
And so pastor wanted to know what was his motive.
我就问他，你诚实跟我讲，你为什么要减少你的十一奉献？
And so pastor asked him to tell him honestly, why do
you want to reduce? 我告诉他，十一奉献，新约圣经不是这样教导的。
And in the New Testament, this is not what was being taught.
不是十一奉献。
It's not to have to give.
是全所有奉献。
But everything.
这不是我说的，罗马书第十二章第一、第二节就是叫将身体献上，对不对？
And so Romans say to offer your whole body.
我说你为什么会有这样的动机？
And so why do you have this motive?
他说牧师啊，对不起啊。我说你坦白跟我讲，坦白，不要掩饰，不要遮盖。
And so pastor told him to tell him honestly.
你知道他怎么跟我说吗？他说我奉献得很心痛哎，牧师。
And so he said that he tithed until his heart aches.
心很痛哎，你没有奉献到心痛。
Have you given your offerings before such that your heart aches?
有没有？有没有？你不正常哎，奉献到心痛，我经历过奉献到很心痛，太多了，很心痛。
And the pastor has experienced this before as well.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么会这样？他说我辛辛苦苦赚来的钱呢，牧师。
So this is my hard-earned money.
我到处跑业务，我到处去拉那些商家，才能够赚到这么多的钱呢。
And it is money that I've earned after going through a lot.
现在他很有钱，还很年轻，但是很有钱。
And so he is very rich.
他说我很辛苦赚来的。
And this is my hard-earned money.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见了没有？我就感受得到神给他恩典，神看中他的出手果子的奉献，上帝大大赐福给他，他把他当作神给我的是理所当然。
And so pastor sees that this grace that God has given him and that God
has blessed him. 所以我不可以。把理所当然该得的东西，我用大笔的数目来奉献，不可以。
And so this person saw this as taken for granted.
弟兄姊妹们，你不要笑他，我也不敢笑他，因为我也会这样子。
And so we shouldn't laugh at him because even pastor himself is like
that. 所以，若是我们把我们该得的东西当作是理所当然应该得到的，你。不懂得感恩，你也不懂得知足。
So when we take things for granted, we do not know how to give thanks, and we won't be contented.
好像父母亲对我们好。
Like our parents are nice
对对
to us.
我们当作是理所当然。
And we think that this is
若是父母亲有一天他的态度有一点改变，我们认为不应该这样对我哎，
so、
我是你的孩子哎。
So when the attitude changed to us,
对对
us, we think that this
就好像我们今天在爱加贝，我不是牧师没有跟我讲这些话，没有，是我讲的。
And so today in Agape,
你是会有教会预备很多的培训课程，帮助你更多更深的认识神，但是呢。你感觉到，哎呀，在这个教会，我实在太好了，我能够成长。但是时间一久，你当作是理所当然。
And so, as a member of the church, you have a lot of trainings, but as time passes, you might take all these.
若是有一天不合你的心意，你说我要离开这个教会。
So when one day everything does not align with you,
这个教会不好，
you want to leave the church.
这个叫做不知足。
and you want to leave the church, so this is being uncontented.
不懂得感恩。
So you don't know how to give thanks.
也包括我们在新加坡。
Includes us being in Singapore as well.
我告诉你，每一次我都是坐 taxi 从机场到我的家。我有的时候，哎呦，我要找一些比较年轻的司机耶。这个师傅，若是年长的，他一定暗暗藏藏讲新加坡政府不好。
And so when Pastor takes taxi from Changi Airport to his house, he will find a younger driver.
我一坐上去看到，哎呦，我要听这句话了。
Because older taxi drivers will complain.
他说新加坡政府又怎么样，又怎么样，又怎么样。
And they'll complain about the government.
我听得很烦呢。我说 Uncle， 他说你们一来的很好。我说 Uncle， 我跟你换好不好？你在印尼住了。你变成印尼公民，我成为新加坡公民。
And so Pastor offered to change the citizenship.
为什么会这样
？So why would it be like that？
因为不满足。
Because the person is
政府已经预备好这么多的 facility 啊，但是我们当作是理所当然应该得的。
Because the government has prepared so much for us, and we think that we should all deserve this.
我跟你坦白讲，我不是称赞新加坡政府，我跟我的国家的政府来比较的话，我的国家的政府啊，没有父母心。
And so compared to his own government, Pastor Tong's own government doesn't have a heart of a parent.
妈，没有父母亲的心，他们真的不爱护儿女。
And they truly do not care about their children.
那新加坡政府真的完整吗？没有。但是在他的 system 管理，在他的心态里面，他们真的是父母官呢。
And so through the system, the Singapore government has a heart of a parent.
你的爸爸妈妈今年开始就拿到很多红包了。
And so our parents, we get a lot of money this year.
你有拿到吗？还没呀，还没有成年，还没有拿到的。那以后你快快成年了就拿到红包咯。我告诉你啊，能够拿，我听报告啊，有的人能够拿到7000块一整年呢，是不是？对吗？啊，若是不对，你 forget it， 你忘记他好了。哼，但是在我们印尼啊，一分都拿不到的。我还要借钱，你明白吗？所以你应该为这个国家感觉到主啊，谢谢你喽，感谢你让我们的政府、我们的国家的元首有父母亲的心，爱护这个国家，建立这个国家。
And so you give thanks for being in Singapore.
那弟兄姊妹们，这是每一个，你可能听了以后会笑啊，但是我跟你讲，你试试看去印尼，我做牧师的。我有一点钱，我都不敢买房子，因为我一买房子，税务局都来追我，查我的账。你做牧师哪里来的钱？你明白吗？我告诉他是会有风险，你为什么不缴税？但是政府有条例，会有给的钱不需要缴税，因为那是不固定的收入。但是他就要找你的麻烦，你敢不敢买房子？我告诉你，打到你死你都不敢买，因为他一直找你的麻烦呢、啊。其实只买一点点而已。他来不及翻译，不要紧了，你听得懂就好了。那弟兄姊妹们，我要跟你说的，什么叫做知足满足，就是懂得感恩。
So what does it mean to be content? It means to give thanks.
不可以把我们今天所领受的当作是理所当然。
You should not take whatever you have.
那刚才那个弟兄，他就是把它当作是理所当然。
And his brother was like that.
这是我努力得来的。
And this is something that I've
learned. 那这种心态以后我们大概会有。
And this we will.
所以我们求主保守我们，懂得感恩主啊！这一切都是来自你的恩典。我领受越多，我感觉到我越不配，所以我感谢你，我知足了。
And so we need to pray for God to help us be able to give thanks that all this is not the to be taken.
你还记得耶稣的时代，彼得曾经一整晚到海里边打鱼，没有打到一条鱼，记得吗？
And so Peter, when he went to fish for fish, he couldn't be able to get fish.
耶稣来见他以后，耶稣就跟他说
，So when Jesus went to him,
他说你把船开到水深之处，撒网在那个地方。
And so Jesus told him to go to the deep waters and to cast the net.
彼得说主啊，我昨天晚上刚刚回来哦，我刚刚回来耶。
And Peter said, I just came back from there.
我打了一个晚上都没有鱼耶，你今天早上就要吩咐我再出海。
And that you're telling me to do this again?
对不对？但是没想到他遵照神的话，打出去打鱼的时候。打到整条船满满的鱼。
But he followed Jesus' words, and then he had a lot of fish.
你还记得彼得的回应吗
？So do you remember Peter's response?
彼得的回应是我们很难有的。
So his response is something that we might find it hard.
他的回应是这样，看到这么多鱼， 他说主啊，求你离开我，我不配耶，我不配，你离开我，离开我，我不配，我是个罪人。
And so he told Jesus to leave him because he did not feel like he deserved it.
什么原因？ 因为他不相信。
Because he did not believe.
但是神在不信的人这个生命里边， 他彰显他的大能， 让他领受， 让他经历这个丰盛的恩典。
But Jesus helps these people to be able to experience his grace.
我们也是这个样子。
And we are like this as well.
我们是个罪人,
although we are sinners,
耶稣为我们的罪死了,
and that Jesus has died for us,
把生命给我们,
and given his life for us,
把保障给我们,
and given us his treasure,
并且在我们的生活里边, 祂与我们同在,
so that he can be with us in our life.
而且我们在信仰的道路里边, 我们越来越经历祂,
and so that we can experience him in our faith journey.
我们越来越体会神真的是 照顾我无微不至, 从来没有缺席在我的生命成长的过程里边。
And to continue to experience how he has continued to provide for us throughout.
那我问你, 你可以当作理所当然吗?
So can you take all this for granted?
不可以, 你应该感恩,
you
你应该告诉神说, 谢谢你, 我不配, 但是你还是这么的赐福给我。
And thank God that he has given us so much even though we do not deserve it.
弟兄姊妹们, 诗篇 23篇 第一节。
And so in the first verse of Psalm 23,
我相信是每一个人熟悉的经文。
So there's something everyone we should be familiar with.
好不好, 你用英文读一次。 来, 一, 二, 三。 圣经说, 耶和华是我的牧者, 我必不会缺乏。
And so the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing.
你知道这一节经文是大卫经历过生命艰难的历程当中, 他宣告的一个信心的见证。
And so this is David's declaration of faith after going through a lot of suffering.
这个见证告诉我们说, 他历经了那么多的艰辛, 他经历过那么多的困难, 他经历了那么多的危险, 他可以走出来, 不是因为他本事, 乃是因为耶和华是我的牧者。
And so because he had went through so much and he is able to walk out of it, it's purely because the Lord is his shepherd.
换句话说, 他不单单是知道耶和华是他的牧者,
he not only knows that the Lord is his shepherd,
他也经历这位牧者在他的生命里边所赐下的恩典跟保守,
he has also experienced this shepherd's grace,
他的供应没有缺乏,
and that there is
危险的时候,
no lacking,
他与他同在,
and that God is with him,
甚至于他可以叫他避开这些的危险,
and that he can run from all
this danger. 为什么? 因为他是我的牧者,
because the Lord is
所以大卫就用信心来宣告说, 我有了这一位神, 我满足了。
And so David declared it with faith.
我并不会缺乏的意思就是说, 我非常满足, 因为有他。
So I lack nothing means that because of
有他成为我的神,
because
在我的生命里边, 我满足了。
I am contented.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们, 这个满足不是单单在物质上, 他得到满足,
so this contentment is not just material.
这个满足也是他在他的心灵世界里面获得同等状态的富足。
But he is also contented spiritually.
他拥有物质, 在心灵里面, 他也拥有同等跟物质那么丰富的那个满足。
And so his material wealth, but also spiritually he is also
wealthy. 那这是神要我们经历过的。
So this is what God wants us to experience.
神说我不但给你物质,
is it not only,
但是我也叫你的心灵经历我给你的那个平静安稳，我给你的恩典平安跟喜乐和盼望。
And so God gives us also peace and hope.
这个是不是知道神的人可以体会得到。
So this is not something that someone who knows God is.
若是你单单知道不够,
it's not enough to just know on the surface.
你应该更深的从知道, 晋升到认识这一位神。
But you need to move into truly knowing
God. 什么叫做认识? 在希腊文认识是 kenosis, 意思就是说你不单单知道, 但是你又体会经历神如何帮助你。
So the Greek word for knowing explains that you not only know this, know, but you experience and you truly experience it.
换句话说你不单单知道神的爱, 你也经历神的爱。
So you experience God's love.
不单单你 知道上帝是信实的, 你也经历上帝如何信实的供应。
So not only you know about God's faithfulness, but you experience it as well.
所以你的生命跟过去不一样。
And so your life is different from the past.
你知道, 但是你也经历了。
So you not only know on the surface, but you
experience it. 所以圣经称这个认识叫做真知道。
And so the Bible,
这个是圣经说的，真正的知道。那我跟你讲一个例子，我曾经被邀请到北京讲道。
And so Pastor was invited to speak in Beijing before.
一到了北京以后，我就蒙叉叉的了，就有人来接我，接我了。
And so there was someone to pick me up.
他一接我以后，一直在，一直没有走了一个小时的那个高速还没有到哎。
And so he had not reached the location either after hours of driving.
我又不认识那个人嘛。
And but Pastor didn't know.
他说他知道我的名，他说汤广强老师，我就跟着他走了咯。
And so this driver only know this pastor.
走了一个小时还没有到哎。
And after going for very long, they haven't reached the location.
还要多久啊？
And so Pastor asked, "How long more do?"
他的回答很简单，快了。
And so the person said, "Very, very soon."
他说他的快了，一半个小时也还没到。
But even after half an hour, they were still not there.
我的心里就有很多的嘀咕哦，想这个会不会被绑票啊？我。
And so he was afraid he was going to.
但是我心里想，他绑我做什么？这么老的人，你绑我要给我吃，因为我的肉也是老肉了吗？你拿来做什么？又不是嫩肉。
And so there was no point in kidnapping Pastor.
以后到了地方。以后到了那个地方。
And so when they reached there,
有200个人的一个聚会。
There was a congregation of 200 people.
我是唯一的一个讲员。
And he was the only speaker.
三天的聚会。
And after 3 days of gathering,
六堂的讲道。
And there were six,
我讲完五堂，第五堂以后。
And after the fifth,
就是最后一个晚上。吃了晚餐以后，我讲最后一堂。
And so the last one will be after dinner on the last day.
很奇妙的事情发生。
And something wonderful happened.
我对我的神啊，我侍奉的神，更深的去认识他。
And the pastor has experienced and truly know this God.
这边有没有中国来的
？Is anyone from China here?
有吗？挥挥手。有啊，啊，对不起啊，我讲这一句话。他们吃饭的时候呢，那个时候啦，现在已经没有了啦。那个时候，他们喜欢中国人吃饭的时候就是这样。一直用个人的筷，没有用公筷，所以我很不习惯。所以我说对不起啊，我每一次吃饭的时候，我就把菜拿到我的盘上，放在饭上。啊，我通常都是这样的。
And so because of culture, pastor likes to pick the food on
his plate first. 那个最后的一餐呢，我也是这样。他们已经熟了，所以拿了以后呢，祷告了，我刚要吃，就有一个人拍我的肩膀，他说：“汤老师。”我们去到另外一个地方，那边有一个人造湖，湖中间有一个亭子，我们在那边吃，一面吃一面看风景，一面谈话。我想，哎，也对哎。
And so before he started eating, someone told him to go with him to Man Made Lake. There was a shelter there, and they were to enjoy the scenery there.
我就拿着我的盘啊，带去那个地方了。
And so he said, "Okay, let's go there."
到了那个地方，我就把我的饭这个有一碟的饭跟菜嘛，我放在桌子上坐下来，刚刚要吃。
And then he was ready to eat.
电话就来了
and then someone
不是我的电话是那个弟兄的电话
and then someone called the brother who brought
他说赶快带汤老师吃
and this person said Pastor let Pastor Tong eat
不是 eat 啦、
I know but this eat is not eat
我心里想我都要吃了你干嘛叫我吃
and so
我本来就是要吃嘛原来不是吃的吃是撤退的撤
and so Pastor thought it was to eat but it was actually to retreat
他说赶快当汤老师吃
and he said to let Pastor faster retreat
那么 我说有什么事他说我们被公安包围了
And so we're actually surrounded by
公安已经得到消息有200个人在这边集会
And the police have received news that there are 200 people gathering
现在在餐厅有199
And currently at the restaurant there are 199
若是这位弟兄没有赶快回去的话一点数人神数的就发现少了一个跑去哪里
And so if this brother don't return there will be one person
他说这位弟兄呢就赶快要回去
And so this brother faster returned
那么我呢我怎么办
So what about Pastor?
我就问他、欸、我说我要去哪里、啊、
So Pastor asked, where should I go?
我要去哪里那个弟兄、啊、因为他也很紧张我也很紧张、欸、他说 你向那边跑就对一直指一直指
And so the brother told him to just run in the direction
开玩笑我又不懂路、欸、一直指、啊、你跑去那边就对你一直跑就对跑到什么时候跑到哪里我不知道
But he was unfamiliar with the area by
那个时候他真的不管了他赶快跑去餐厅了
And he had to hurry back to the restaurant.
剩下我一个人在那边呢。
And it was just Pastor Tong alone there.
我又不懂路，但在我在迷茫的时候
，And even through all this confusion,
上帝的帮助来了。
God's help came.
就有一个人拍我的肩膀。
And there's someone who tapped his back.
他说，跟我走。
And told Pastor to follow him.
他不是走啊，是跑哎。
And this person not only walked, but the person ran.
我就在他后面一直跑，一直跑。
And the person
跑了大概有六七分钟大概。
And roughly
跑远呢。
6 to 7 minutes.
跑到看见一条大路
And eventually there was
a road,
and there was a vehicle stopped there. And there was a brother inside this vehicle.
他跟我招招手,
and his brother waved to pastor.
他跟我挥挥手的时候,
and when I saw him waving, I knew that he was
to
pick me up.
And so, pastor
entered the vehicle.
我一坐在车上的时候, 我就想起刚才那个弟兄带我出来的, 对不对?
And so pastor talked about this brother that brought him out.
要跟他说谢谢你哈，哪里知道我一转身，没有人。
And so when he turned around, this brother was
他跑去哪里?
Not there.
我就问刚才那个弟兄呢，在车上呢，我说，哎，刚才带我出来的那个弟兄在哪里？他说没有人带你出来，你自己跑出来的。
And so pastor asked the driver, where was this brother that brought him out? But the driver said, nobody brought you out, you ran here yourself.
原来上帝差遣天使。
So God actually brought the angel to bring you out.
我不知道有危险,
and he didn't know there was danger.
但是上帝知道,
but God knew.
所以他先把我引到那个亭子, 那个lake, 人造的那个湖,
and that's why God
对对,
brought him to the man-made lake first.
我告诉你, 那个时候我连饭都没有吃, 但是我饱了。
And even though he did not eat, he felt full already.
因为我吓跑了啊, 我吓得跑啊,
he was so scared that he was full.
他带我转啊, 转不懂转到哪里, 我都不知道了。 转到十二点半夜才把我送回来。为什么要回来？因为我的行李箱还在那个地方，我的passport还在那个里面，还在那个resort的里面哦，所以我一定要拿嘛。And
so he returned at 12 midnight because his luggage and passport were all
there。啊，对了哈，我奇怪啊，我为什么讲话这么短就已经这么长的时间了？过后呢，我就离开了。
And so after pastor left after that.
我不要再继续讲了，离开。我要告诉你，这是神让我经历，不是单单知道他，也认识他。
So this is God helping experience
他的同在, 他的保守, 他的看顾, 真的让我深深体会。
And to experience his presence and his protection.
为什么我会经历他?
So why did pastor
为什么我会好, 更认识他?
So and why did he want to truly know this person?
我们来看一些经文，约翰福音。 第十章第十四节，一起来读。
So let's look at John chapter 10 verse 14.
来，你们读一二三。Yeah. 主耶稣说：“我是好牧人。” So
Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd."
我认识我的羊。I
know my sheep.
刚才在约翰福音第十章第一到第五节里面，我听我羊的声音。 我听见他们，我一听他的声音，我就知道这是我的羊。
And so in John chapter 10 verses 1 to 6, Jesus can hear the sheep and he already knows that this is my sheep.
他说我认识我的羊。
And Jesus says that I know my sheep.
我的羊也认识我。
And my sheep know me.
让我们在经历这些很艰难、很危险、有威胁、有困难、有难题的生活的当中，侍奉里面人家不明白你。 批评你、攻击你、毁谤你这种的经历、这种的过程，我告诉你是要你更认识这位牧者。Amen.
Let us know God better through when we experience a difficulty in our lives.
当你更认识他的时候
，when you get to know him even more，
你知道有他同在，我满足了。
And that you know that he is with you，
难怪大卫在23篇第一节说：“我有了神，我认识他。” 我什么都不要，因为我满足了。
And so that is why David was contented because he has God.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们认识神的时候，我们的心灵世界跟我们物质的满足有同等状态的那种富足，我告诉你，才是真正的富足。
And so when we content, when we are contented not just materially but also spiritually.
若是你有世界上一切物质上的富足的话，你仍然会感觉到虚空。
And even when we are materially wealthy, we will still feel empty.
可能你会说，牧师。 你还没有有钱，但是你很有钱，你一定不会这样说啦。
And you might say that, oh, pastor, because you're not rich yet.
但是我告诉你哈，我认识很多有钱的人。But
pastor knows a lot of rich people.
当他们心里很挣扎的时候，他们的心为什么会挣扎？因为他们空虚。And
they struggle because they are empty inside.
我礼拜二晚上刚刚过去的，我在巴丹。 因为我去斯拉班让讲道，布道会完了以后，我回巴丹，从巴丹我过来这边，我就认识这样的一位弟兄。
And so he had met such a person on Tuesday night.
他很有钱。
This person was very rich.
他不是有地，他是有岛哦。
And he don't own just land, but he owned
island. 他不是买地，他是买岛。
So he owned islands.
Batam 很多岛，他有八个岛是他的。
And he owned 8 islands in Batam.
很有钱，但是他跟我讲，我很虚空，牧师。
And so he told Pastor that I feel empty.
到底活着是为了什么？
So what is the purpose of living?
我就讲到这里，我不要跟他，我不要告诉你们了，因为时间不够。但是最后我带他信耶稣。
And so Pastor eventually managed to bring him to Christ.
当我带他信主以后，他流泪以后呢，他欢笑，每一天他就叫我说 ，Pastor 啊，你可以寄 message 给我吗？我来不及，我就寄圣经的章节给他咯。
And he was very joyful, and Pastor sent verses to him every day.
所以你要满足吗？
And so, do you want to be contented?
你要认识这一位主。
Then you need to know this God.
换句话说，你不要单单知道他。
You do not. You shouldn't just know him on the surface.
你还要认识他。
But you need to truly get to know him.
所谓的认识就是你要经历他。
And to do so, you need to experience.
所以我们的生命里边不要单单知道不够。
So we shouldn't just know.
我们要经历他。
But we need to experience.
什么叫做经历？就是让神在我们的生命的成长过程里边。他许可的事情，我们都愿意用感恩的心来领受。
So the experiencing means that whatever comes our way, that we accept. All
你要相信罗马书第八章二十八节。
So in Romans, in chapter 28, verse 28.
罗马书二十八第八章二十八节怎么说？
So、says,
万事互相效力，上帝使万事互相效力，叫爱上帝的人得到益处，就是照着他的旨意被显召的人。我们就是神显召的人，他使万事。互相效力，把恩典、把祝福领到你的身上。
And so the verse says that, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called.
这个万事可能包括好事。
And so everything
也可能包括不好的事，对不对？
Also
开心的事、伤心的事。
So happy things.
但是在过程里边，神让你经历以后，是目的是要让你更认识你，要更认识他，让你的心灵很富足。
And so through the process is for us to get to know him and experience him.
因为我的时间没有了，我们读，你听懂了没有？哎，听懂了没有？听懂了哈，听懂了哈，啊，我们可以散会了喽。最后，最后一段经文，刚才读的《约翰福音》第十章第一到第五节，不要第六节，第一到第五节。
Yeah. So in John chapter 10 verses 1 to 6.Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes out ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice.
读完了哈，
到第五
第五节啊，第六节。耶稣讲完这个比喻以后，耶稣问他：“你明白我讲什么吗？”他们怎么样？耶稣说：“我讲完这些这么多啊，一节到五节，我讲完了哎，他们不明白我讲什么。”
But even though Jesus has spoken so much,
对不对？
The Pharisees did not understand.
来，你读第六节，来读
verse 6.
嗯，好像今天呢，我讲到时间都过了。你听懂了吗？我还没有听懂哎，牧师。你不懂，你怎么样去从？最后一句话，你一定要听懂上帝的话。
So you must truly understand God's word.
我再说一次，你一定要听懂神的话。
You must truly understand God's word.
哎，你告诉左边、右边的，你要听懂啊。
Okay, you tell the one on your left and right that you understand.
啊，听得懂了吗？第二句话，你听懂了以后。你要听从。
And then when you understand, you need to follow.
Hello, 你要听从。听从是什么？听话啊。上帝怎么告诉你？我懂了，主啊，我懂了，我遵从你的话。
So to follow means to obey God's word.
那你要听懂，还要听从。
And then you understand, you need to obey as well.
神赐福给你们。
Then God bless all of you.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
透过你的话语的教导
，that through your words and your teaching,
再一次坚固我们的信心。
That he has strengthened our
faith. 让我们更认识你。
So that we're able to understand you.
让我们在生活里边，我们更拥有你的形象。
And to be more like you in our life.
来荣耀你的名。
To glorify you.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我最后告诉大家，我今天的讲道呢，因为我的眼睛看不到，我看不到这些，所以我用背的。感谢主啊，七十。